On today's episode of Warehouse Safety Tips, we're going to be covering week 2 of 4 on PPE Beyond the Basics. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Personal protective equipment, or PPE, is your last line of defense when working in factories and warehouses to stay safe. But wearing PPE isn't enough. You gotta wear the proper PPE to protect yourself and your team, and that's where many safety breakdowns happen. A hard hat is not gonna stop a chemical splash. Cut-resistant gloves aren't going to help with an arc flash. The key to knowing what hazards you're up against and then matching your PPE to meet those risks head-on is exactly what we're talking about today. Now, a strong safety culture isn't built on checklists. It's built on awareness, consistency, and always using the right gear when you can. Warehouse tasks are going to vary, and so should your PPE. Let's discuss how to stay sharp when choosing your personal protective equipment, or PPE. Here are a few tips to assist you with selecting the right tools for the job. Number one, you want to start with a hazard assessment. Before you reach for safety gear, make sure you understand the tasks. Are workers exposed to sharp edges, high noise, chemical fumes? Each hazard is going to require specific protection. No guessing, walk the floor, talk to your team, and then assess each station. Number two, don't settle for close enough. General purpose PPE is sometimes acceptable, but relying on it too often can sometimes lead to injury. For instance, you want to use chemical resistant gloves for liquid handling and impact rated goggles for high velocity debris. One size fit all does not cut it when safety's on the line. Number three, fit matters. Poorly fitting PPE doesn't just feel uncomfortable, it can fail you when you need it the most. Respirators need tight seals, and gloves shouldn't slip off. Take time to ensure proper sizing and comfort for each team member. Number four, watch for conflicting PPE combinations. Are you wearing multiple types of PPE? Some don't work well together. For instance, a face shield may shift a hard hat out of position. And hearing protection might affect how a respirator fits. Make sure that you review gear combinations regularly to avoid reducing protection. And last but certainly not least, know when to upgrade or replace. We've talked about this before, and it's that important. You need to know that PPE has limits. Over time, gear can break down, safety glasses can get scratched, and gloves can lose grip, and many other things. But don't wait for a failure. Set a schedule for inspection and replacement and follow it. If a task changes, reassess what PPE is required. Warehouse safety isn't static. As tasks, tools, and hazards change, so should your approach to PPE. Taking 5 minutes to reevaluate gear could prevent a serious injury. Choosing the right PPE isn't about checking boxes and staying prepared. In a warehouse, being prepared can make all the difference between a near miss and a significant incident. Keep your PPE task-specific, well-fitted, and regularly reviewed. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.